Welcome to the KAWC's The Hotspot.
I'm Maya Manry.
And I'm Chloe Michael.
Produced by the KAWC Student Newsroom, we look forward to bringing you news that matters to Yuma and La Paz counties.
This year, Maya and I will be taking over The Hotspot. Without further ado, here's what happened.
On the day of the special election, Arizona Western College's President Dr. Daniel Kaur hosted a town hall with Yuma County's elected officials from District 23 and 25.
The KAWC Student Newsroom partnered with Siendo Primero host and producers Sahe Barcenas and Evelyn Garcia for the event to interview our state representatives.
The event featured Senator Brian Fernandez, Representatives Mariana Sandoval and Michelle Pena, Senator Tim Dunn, Representative Nick Cupper, and Representative Michael Carbone.
We began with State Representative Mariana Sandoval, who expressed her concern of the challenges of accessing financial aid and other challenges that negatively impact students and how she connects with them.
I've learned a ton from the students here, especially when we have those roundtables with students on the issues that are impacting them directly. As I mentioned earlier, the lack of funding for their community college, how they may cut their financial aid, the stress that puts on the students, the mental health pressures that comes with that, and just learning about their transportation issues. Like, speaking to the students helps us be better policymakers, because then we can focus on the issues that are affecting everyday people, like the students here.
So how are you planning on reaching out to the students?
I come here all the time. I request meetings with the students. I come every year to this town hall. I'm in constant communication with the administration, and I pop in all the time to talk to students here at AWC.
So why AWC?
More than half of my voting base in this district is in Yuma County, and so this is an integral part of the district. This is not the only college I go to, but I do come here often because this is where the majority of our voting base is. And because it's a rural community, it's also a space that doesn't get all the attention and funding that all the other counties get. Like, you know, they call it the great state of Maricopa County because, like, all the attention, all the funding, because the majority of the population lives in that county.
So how are you reaching out to the students that are not as educated about politics as they should be?
Well, I come here, I talk. We have ASA that comes also to the students. I go to San Luis, I talk to the students there, to the high school students. I try to be present in all the cities to do town halls and connect with not just students, but the community members at large.
So any advice you would have for students that are just now learning about politics and want to get more into it?
Yeah, I mean, they're welcome to reach out to my office. I shadow kids, students shadow me at the Capitol. I'm happy to chat with them, to talk to them about the process, talk to them about legislation, how that is done, help them sign up for the request to speak so that they can get involved, right? Because even though you live here, you can still log online and give input on bills and comments, reach out to my office. I'm always happy to have students shadow. I'm very accessible.
So how would they shadow you?
They come when we're in session, and they just follow me around. When we're in committee, when we're on the floor, they get to sit in the gallery, and then, you know, they can also check out the museum that's free downtown at the Capitol. Yeah, they can just email me if they're interested in shadowing.
Next, we turn to Representative Michelle Pena, who explained why she thinks students need to stay active in politics and voting.
The students are always, how can I say this, it's good to hear from them, because in that way what we're working on is something that they're going to be able to enjoy later. Not enjoy, but whatever we do affects everybody, even the kids that are going to be out in the workforce and living and continuing on their lives.
Yeah, and so what's the best way of, like, reaching out to those students in your perspective?
They can call me, because usually they're in classes, we're at work, send us an email. You can go on the website, the Arizona House Ledge, reach us there. A lot of the professors, or sometimes your president, Ratika, they know us. So if you need anything, reach out to your, you know, the leadership here, administration, and they know how to get to us. That's probably the easiest way.
And so how are you reaching out to the students that are, like, not as into politics but are trying to learn more about it?
I think they have to be able, if they're interested, they can come and ask us. I think approaching them to vote, like today is a voting day for CD7. Today, you know, get involved voting, any questions they may have, who's the candidate, you know, bipartisan wise, we can talk.
Senator Nick Cupper spoke on how colleges and institutions like AWC could introduce more young adults to state politics.
I think the college could do more events like this. I think the more times that younger people are around their state legislators and their elected leaders, they can be more educated and really understand what's going on, ask us questions, and hopefully tough questions.
Are there any classes that you appreciate the college for doing? The courses that it's like, this is really useful for kids in the future to use?
I think the AI Center that's being set up right now is going to be phenomenal. AI, all of us understand it is the future. And being able to use it effectively and also use it ethically is something that's going to be very important. So I think the school setting that up is great.
Do you see any use for AI in the future of politics?
I think there's use for AI currently in politics. It's something that actually some legislators already use to help them get a starting point of where to understand a bill, or if they have an idea of how to start drafting a bill, they might use AI to help get them going. So it definitely has a current place, but it's one of those things where it can be a real slippery slope, and if it's not used correctly, it could be a big hindrance and a problem.
What did you think about speaking to a state representative for the first time?
It was really interesting. I would have never expected to speak with a state representative and like to hear that they're very like encouraging young people to stay in Yuma. Like, from what I hear all the time when I'm talking to older adults, they're like telling me to get out of Yuma, you know? So like, it's really interesting. How about you?
I really appreciate them caring for Yuma, as yeah. You know, some of them may not live here, or even if they do, they can feel aloof because they are, I would say, higher like than the average citizen as a representative. But they really do care for us, and they want young adults like us to take their place one day. And so we can take care of Yuma in the way they are now.
Yeah, being there really shows a lot how much they care about us. So, like, I totally agree.
In this week's Flash interview, Siendo Primero host Sahe Barcenas spoke with an AWC student about his biggest fear.
Hello, everyone. This is the Flash interview. What is your name?
My name is Alfred Moreno.
And what is your phobia or the thing that you don't like?
Oh, that's a difficult one. You know, whenever I'm asked these type of things, it's always hard to think about because you never really know, like, what, like, your truest fear or what's your truest phobia. I suppose one of them is being directionless, because I always like having, like, a purpose or a way to, like, go, actively going somewhere, but also having a mindset of, like, wanting to do something or wanting to accomplish something. So being in the mindset of not having anything to do feels really, you know, it seems like it'd be like less pressuring, but it's more pressure in a way, and it works really weird.
That was Sahe Barcenas with Alfred Moreno and his fear of being directionless.
That was a very interesting interview. What do you think of that?
It's something that I can relate to. I know a lot of young adults might also start in college or a job or figuring out your interests. It's just you're kind of in this void of being unsure about yourself.
I've noticed that, actually. I've seen a lot of adults being thrown into like the world, like young adults, like who are just fresh to like the world. And it can be really hard, you know? Senator Brian Fernandez talked about how young adults should be encouraged to stay in Yuma, filling the shoes of politicians that came before them.
Oh, I mean, it means a lot. So I'm sixth generation Yuman. I've lived here, you know, I mean, went away, but I came back most of my life. And I want Yuma to be the best place it can possibly be. And when I see the students, I think that they're the ones that are going to turn this into it. The people that have been running Yuma all these years, their time is almost done. And we need to make sure that the young people step up and make this the best place.
So how are you reaching out to those who are not as educated or into politics as they should be?
It's really hard. I try to social media. I go to door to door. I, word of mouth. I try to meet people as, you know, wherever I can. but it's but that's always a challenge. Just how do you find the people that don't really want to be found?
So what's advice that you would have for any students that want to learn more about politics but don't know where to start?
I would say reach out to us, reach out to legislators, reach out to the city council members, reach out to people and you know, ask them to volunteer, to get involved, and no time at all, they'll be running themselves.
So what's the best way to reach out?
Email, like we're all really accessible. If you Google us, you'll see our email, you'll see our phone numbers. Give us a call, text us, whatever you like, but we're all very available.
And Senator Fernandez also spoke with Sarge Barcenas about what he is bringing to Yuma to bring more opportunities for young people looking to stay.
Agriculture was always the only thing you could do. If you were a lawyer for ag, if you were in some sort of pesticides, that was all you could do. What I'm trying to do is bring healthcare jobs to Yuma specifically. People think healthcare, they think, oh, a nurse or a doctor, but it's also all the other companies that build healthcare devices, which would then employ graphic designers, HR, which like all the different fields that you can think of. Basically a real vibrant economy.
Representative Michael Carbone spoke with Evelyn Garcia from Siendo Primero about the agriculture of Yuma and how it's important to fix deficiencies in our education.
You know, I have the second largest agricultural district by square miles in the state of Arizona, so that speaks volume, right? We all know what Yuma brings to the country, not just Arizona. It's important, it's critical, because we need, obviously, our leafy greens. As I told my mom when I learned about it a few years back, I go, Mom, when we were kids, all the way back in Illinois, in Chicago, we grew up on romaine lettuce. I go, during those winter months, we were getting it from Yuma.
I heard you talking about, like, first grade and second graders. Children are not learning.
I think, there's a deficiency in our education system. Me being in education for quite a bit, whether I was the business manager, CFO, my wife's been an educator, a teacher, now she's she's a state director, superintendent for her school. You know, there are benchmarks, whether it's kindergarten, third grade, fifth grade. Those are key times for a youngster to really get things down, like math and reading. And we all know in the education space, if a child knows, if they're proficient in those two key critical things, some say third grade, some I say fifth, they will be successful in life. We are failing at that grade level, I feel. And it's not a poke at anybody doing something wrong, but we have to find and understand why is this happening, because we spend a lot of money on our kids. As I said earlier today, we spend the most money in the industrialized world on education. And we don't have results that show that we are number one when it comes to money. So money's not the solution, there's something else missing.
Do you think children that are using technology, they are taking away of school education?
No, not at all. I believe technology is only an advancement in education. It's how you use that technology to help reinforce the foundation, you know, of education. So I'll take, for example, when I was on the school board, just going back to years ago when I was on the school board, I'd bring an abacus because I found that they're giving kids calculators in fifth grade to take tests. I'm like, if anything, get rid of the calculator, give them an abacus. I learned on an abacus. And so it was kind of my staple when I was a school board member, because an abacus is the first calculator, mm-hmm. right? And why aren't we teaching with those? Why aren't we using that? It's a great tool. It's powerful, and it's been around for, I think, 5,000 plus years. So technology, to put it in perspective, whether it's an abacus, an AI computer, or whatever, it's how you use it as a tool. Yeah. That's what's important.
Sarge Barcenas from Siendo Primero spoke with Senator Tim Dunn about economic development and what can be done to help students find good-paying jobs right here in Yuma.
We're working with the Arizona Western College president, working on getting more certificate programs. We're working on trying to make sure we promote job growth for high-paying jobs. We do have a high technical for the agriculture industry. We have something new that's going to be coming down with the Wi-Fi that's going to be in the system. So you're going to have a lot more new technology. So it'll be space for people, even if they're already in the middle of a degree program, going back. But the high-tech technology space for agriculture and Yuma is extremely important, along with making sure that we bring in new manufacturing jobs. And so we're trying to make sure a complement between the military, the subsidiary jobs that are work out there with the proving ground that are not necessarily part of the military, but they're jobs with out there. So just making sure that we create a space that allows for the school to provide multiple certificates that aren't necessarily full degrees.
Finally, we also have an interview in Spanish with Mariana Sandoval, who spoke about how workers often leave to work outside of Yuma and finding ways to keep them local.
Sí, bueno, a mí me encantaría poder traer industria a esta parte del distrito. Porque uno de los problemas que yo veo aquí en el condado de Yuma, que también es que muchas mamás están criando los hijos solitas, como madres solteras, técnicamente porque los esposos se van a Phoenix a trabajar de lunes a viernes, dejan aquí a las esposas con los niños porque no hay trabajos aquí. Entonces tenemos que trabajar con industria, hacer posiblemente una conexión privada pública para traer más trabajos diversos aquí que paguen bien, porque... no puede ser que las mamás estén criando aquí a los niños como mamás solteras porque los esposos se tienen que ir a Phoenix a trabajar o a Tucson, a otra parte del estado.
Y pensando principalmente como madre de familia, como una persona que tiene a sus hijos, ¿cuál es su opinión acerca del futuro de sus hijos que en cuanto terminen college o terminen la universidad, quieran conseguir un trabajo y lleguen con usted a decir, mamá, aquí no hay espacio, no tengo trabajo?
Bueno, pues sería, como mamá sería muy triste, ¿verdad? De que mi hijo o mi hija no podrían quedarse en la misma ciudad. Pero pues donde encuentren oportunidad yo los apoyaría, ¿no? Donde quiera que ellos quieran ir, donde quiera que los lleve su carrera o lo que hayan escogido, yo los apoyaría. Pero necesitamos, como dije anteriormente, enfocarnos en crear esas oportunidades para que el talento se quede aquí. Porque hay talento aquí en Yuma y necesitamos mantener ese talento aquí. Entonces hay que trabajar con industria y encontrar maneras de mantener ese talento aquí local.
From financial aid to career opportunities, these six lawmakers say students are the center of Arizona's future.
And whether it's voting, community engagement, or building careers in Yuma, they're encouraging the next generation to stay involved.
KAWC's The Hotspot is produced by the KAWC Student Newsroom at KAWC Colorado River Public Media.
Check us out on Instagram, Blue Sky, and Facebook at Hotspot KAWC.
This show is available as a podcast or online at kawc.org under the Shows tab.
The KAWC Student Newsroom is supported by our listeners and by the Local News Initiative, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona, and the Scripps Howard Fund.
Our theme music is Election Time by Kiartan Abel. The Flash Interviews music is Funkmeister by DOJT. Both are available at freesound.org.
I'm Maya Manry.
I'm Chloe Michael.
Bringing the heat to Yuma and La Paz,
it's the Hotspot.